Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Season 5 finale of the We Have Spoken podcast. I am Chuck P., Michael Grimial sitting right across from me with a microphone in front of his face.
Say hello. Microphone.
Microphones. What's hey, up, man?
I am excited to talk about this episode, this series finale. I am super pumped.
I am too.
It doesn't sound so in my voice.
Yeah.
Because I have worked a 9.5, 10-hour-ish day.
Yes.
But I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. We're going to be covering the season finale of Hawkeye. I don't want to say series finale. I don't know if it's going to get another season or not. If it's one and done.
If it does, and not to shock anybody that's listening to this, if they do it next season, it'll just be her.
Yeah, for sure. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. But we're going to talk about the season finale, So This Is Christmas. I like the title of that.
So This Is Christmas.
Also, when we are done talking about the Hawkeye finale, we are definitely going to dive into Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm hoping a lot of you have, if you haven't, there will be some spoilers. So, and we'll warn you again when we get to that part of the podcast.
We will once we get to that point in the podcast, we will stop. We will just remind you, hey, we're getting ready to talk about this. This is where you should stop listening if you haven't watched. Come back and listen again after you've seen it.
Yes. So let's just jump into the episode for Hawkeye. I'm going to go out and say this right now. This is the best Marvel series so far. Consistency wise, storytelling, pacing, everything, I feel like this has been the most cohesive and solid Marvel series so far.
I'm going to shock you here.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, we were both kind of like, yeah, all right, a Hawkeye series. How good could this be?
Here's the thing. And I don't want to get into a giant tangent here, but I will say this. I went from having a nothing for Hawkeye to rooting for the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Really understanding where he's coming from and caring about his well-being, not just for his family, but in general, his physical and mental health. You know, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a big gap that was filled by this series. That is good show, period.
Yeah, I mean, he was just kind of like there as an Avenger. You didn't really get into his life, or, you know, you knew him and Natasha had a connection from working together, but you didn't realize he had a family at all until Age of Ultron, and it didn't really go into that a lot. There was that one scene where they were all at the farmhouse, but then after that, it was nothing. So to learn more about Clint was really nice and refreshing, and it was just there were no filler episodes in these six episodes. Like, they were all like very important to the story, and anything that you thought would be a filler, like just Echo's origin or whatever, they just hit it, and like, this is it, all right, next. Like, they didn't take a whole episode to do that. They just knocked it out first and like, all right, back to the main story. This is how this develops.
It's almost like, now they're, you know, I don't know what the production, you know, timing was for all of these series, but it's almost like, okay, we did the other ones. We figured out what works and doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now it's just going to be gold. We're just going to give you the gold. And they did.
Gold, baby.
Just one episode after another. And it wasn't all groundbreaking. It didn't have to be.
No, it was just solid storytelling.
It developed the characters. It made you invested in them. That's everything you want from a series, especially one that you don't have a personal connection to.
Yeah.
So I just think it was a fantastic series, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm sorry to see that it's ended, but what a way to end it.
Yeah.
Really good final episode.
I was worried that they were going to get to the end and just kind of shit the bed with it and just give you like a ho-hum kind of ending and not really, you know, answer anything or just leave you satisfied, but completely wrong on that. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Seeing Vincent D'Onofrio on the screen again as Wilson Fisk, fucking crushing it.
Bruh.
So good. He's so good in that role.
I want whatever voice filter they put on whenever he talks.
Dude, it's so good. It's like,
I just want that in my real life. I just want people to like feel the vibrations from my voice.
Yeah, right?
Because that's just fantastic. And it's just, it's that rumble, bro. And dude, God, he's so just menacing. And he doesn't have to do anything. He can smile at you and you're like, holy shit, he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
So commanding in that role and just so powerful. It's just like I liked him in the Hawaiian shirt. I thought that was
powerful. I did too. I was like, look at fucking Kingpin in a Hawaiian shirt.
Now, what I also was wondering, because I need to go back, I guess, and watch Daredevil, because I don't remember where he was. I guess financially is what I'm getting to. He did go to prison.
He
did run into the Punisher, but I don't know. I don't remember him getting out of prison, and if he did he get his wealth back or his money? Like, I don't remember any of that because he doesn't look like he's living in a big posh space. You don't never see that. You just see him hanging out with the tracksuit mafia, and it doesn't look like, you know, they're in a big fancy apartment building or
right.
What he had on the Daredevil series.
Well, I don't know how much of the Daredevil series or the rest of the other series are going to be canonically in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
right?
True.
We have seen the addition of two Netflix Marvel characters in the last, you know, week.
Yeah.
And without any spoilers, there's a character in Spider-Man, and then there's this one.
We'll get to that. Are these different Kingpins and the other character? Like, are there different iterations?
Kingpins?
Is there a different iteration of this guy in this MCU timeline that's different from how it was in the Netflix? Because it was darker and grittier and just, you know.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, we have no clue how much they're going to drag from those series, how much they're going to carry over. So it might just be, here's the character. The rest of that shit is out the window.
Yeah. We'll find out. I hope we find out.
Yeah, I would expect.
Trying to think of other things that kind of popped out in this series, in the finale. Obviously, the thing we both ended up agreeing on, that Clint's wife had a connection with S.H.I.E.L.D. She is apparently, we're assuming she's Mockingbird. On the back of the watch, it's a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo and it says 19 on it. Agent 19 was Mockingbird.
Right.
So,
okay, so we start out this final chapter, and it's straight up right into, here's the fucking Kingpin, right? Meeting with Kate's mom.
Yes.
And she's like, we thought that she was like partners with him, right? But then we find out through the conversation that her husband was in debt to the dude, and when he died, she inherited all of his debt. So utilizing that and their relationship, yes, she improved her own life, but she also did a lot of shit for Kingpin to get out from under.
Yeah.
But she never really was trying to get away until this end, at which point she says, the only reason I'm basically doing this is because my daughter's involved now, and that's where the line is drawn. And he's like, there ain't no lines.
No, there's no lines in this business.
I can't speak like he does, even if I really try to get low. I can't get down there.
No.
It doesn't carry.
It's like,
it doesn't carry.
It's that, low that and then gravelly.
No, he's like, just like, the voice he uses for it is so perfect. So she's like, yeah, I got all these things and I got these backups and all this shit. And I'm like, you know, he owns like everybody, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who are you threatening?
And the only reason she's threatening him is because Kate has gotten involved.
Right. But again, you have been involved with him for how long, and you think threats are going to work?
Yeah, right? Like
she just carries on like You want to talk about some white woman privilege? She got some white woman privilege after that conversation. She's like, yeah, well, I said it, so it's over with. And he's like,
no, that's not how this works.
Does not work that way.
That's not how this works.
Does not work that way.
Yeah, and you know, she just gets up and leaves. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like gritting his teeth, and I'm like.
Yeah, he gets that twitch.
You are.
I'm like, oh, that's not good.
You just ran in and slapped a bear.
Yeah.
And then you just walked out with a trout over your arm. I mean, like, you're dumb. He's coming. He's coming for you, and it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It's definitely not going to be good news for you. Later on, you also see Maya coming to see Kingpin and Kazi.
Right.
And he can tell just from the way she's acting and saying, like, you know, I'm gonna stop chasing ghosts. This won't bring my father back. You know, I'm gonna just forget about
it. It's too much of a turn.
And that's what he says. Like, it's like a sudden turnaround. Yeah,
he's not dumb.
Yeah. It's like, and she should know better than that.
She should know. All these people, you would think all these people that have been affiliated with the fucking Kingpin for so long would think to themselves, this is not the right way to go about this.
Yeah. Like, how, what made you think, you're just sitting there one day and going, you know what? I think I have a way that I know I can get over on him.
Yeah.
After it failed for everyone else.
Sure. That's the guy you want to try on. That guy.
Yeah. No, definitely not that guy. Another thing that we were both kind of wrong about was Jack. He actually was clueless. He was a patsy.
Jack. Poor Jack.
I love Jack now, though.
I do. At the end, I was like, go, Jack!
Yes.
Yeah, Jack!
Bring out the sauce. Like, the swordsman, look at him.
So I'm trying to remember, like, the delineation of the thing. So then they have the talk. He and Kate have the talk about her mom and everything, and obviously she's very distressed. And he's explaining to her,
like, Clint?
Yeah, yeah, Clint. Yeah. Clint's talking
after
to
they
her
watch the video, yeah.
To Kate, and he's just like, you know, being a hero's not fun, and you know, there's sacrifices and all these things, and it's not easy, and it always, this is the part that hurts, and this is, you know, whatever. But then he gets her back
by calling her partner
and saying that he's going to stick with her, and then offering up a bunch of fucking trick arrows, and she was just like, what, we get to make trick arrows?
That was a great scene.
That was a
making
great
the trick arrows.
It was a great scene. I was like, yeah, he's got some skills. But,
I mean, you would think he has to. Like, well, he had those arrows before he met Tony Stark. So he, you know,
right.
He was,
yeah, but he was S.H.I.E.L.D. So yeah. I would have to think he had some S.H.I.E.L.D. help with those.
True, but I would also think he's got training for that, because if he's in the field and he needs to make more.
No. You know? Absolutely. I'm not trying to downplay his.
No.
But I was just like, the guy was hanging out with the minds of the world.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You got to think that they helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but. Then they get to have the talk over the arrows about how she saw him, you know, during the invasion, and telling him that basically, like, you're my hero. You're the one that changed my life. You made me think that I could be, you know, not the guy that's flying, not the guy that's lasers from his hands.
Yeah, you don't need superpowers,
you know,
to be a hero.
You don't have to be super, you know, and it was a great scene, and you got to see him kind of smile a little bit and like,
yeah.
You know,
like, for a second, he's actually seeing that he has
done something good.
Yeah, he's had a positive effect on someone.
And this is a guy that has not had a lot of wins.
No. I mean, he's had wins, but
yes,
personal wins.
Without a doubt.
You know,
but I mean, after Age of Ultron, he had a bad run.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, starting with Age of Ultron, with Pietro dying. Right in front of him,
yeah,
saving his life.
Like, he ended up liking the kid. After
liking the kid,
kid,
you know,
almost killed him, really.
And then going, you know, from that, and then fucking Civil War, and he wasn't around for Infinity War.
No, but you saw what happened.
But he had,
with him,
you know, yeah,
in Endgame.
But yeah, so this dude's had a bad run. Yes, they had a lot of success, but personally, he's taken a lot of hits, and it's really you forget it. You know, because he's part of the ensemble cast, but he's personally taking some strong fucking hits.
Absolutely. It was nice to see him smile and understand.
It was.
And
it was nice to see him like not the guy that had lost everything, You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You could see him sort of change. Like, he's turning a corner. I just feel like he's turning a corner. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that. And after that conversation, they get everything together, and they head to Kate's mom's Christmas party, the Bishop family Christmas party.
Yeah.
And
she looked fly as fuck in that dress.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say. I know she's a baby compared to how old I am, but she looked good as hell.
Yeah, she's young.
She is young.
But she was very pretty in the dress. Them getting into the party and just kind of like surveying the room and stuff. And Kazi is set up in a building across the street with a sniper rifle.
Right.
Ready to take out Kate's mom.
Right.
Because Kingpin's like, we got to get this situation under control.
I like how he kind of got her into the mission mindset by, you know, going, okay, you know, look, scan the room.
Yeah, where's your assets?
Where's your assets? Where's your enemies?
Yeah.
You know, getting her in the mindset of the mission.
Read the room.
Read the room. Figure out what's going on. Check your exits. Find out what's happening. And then you get to see, like, all of the LARPing crews in there dressed up.
That was great.
I loved it.
That was so good.
They were fantastic.
Yeah. I was a little worried about how they were going to use those guys. And, like, is it just going to be for comedy relief because they're going to make fun of them because they're LARPers? But really, they're all firemen. They're all, like, firemen and policemen or whatever. And to have them using them as surveillance in that room, I thought was pretty cool.
That was a
way to get them involved.
It was. And you know, cops and firemen and ambulance, you know what I mean? Like EMT, they were all involved in something, you know, as far as like service.
Yeah.
So to have them involved was great. They didn't ask them to fight. They weren't there to fight.
No.
Hey, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
Help us know what's going on. Okay, this shit's going down. Y'all get everybody out of here.
Yeah.
Get these people out safely. That's what you need to worry about.
Give us our gear, and we'll take care of everything.
We'll take care of the rest of this shit. You just get out of here. I thought that was great.
Yeah. And shit went down.
Shit went down hard.
Clint was at the window talking with one of the LARPers and noticed that a red target light was on one of the champagne glasses and then came onto him, and that's when all the chaos ensued. With Kate trying to find her mother and getting her out of there and telling her, like, look, I know what's going on, bitch. Like,
right. She pulls her in the back room. It's like, hey, mom, you know, like, I know about this, and here's this video,
yeah.
And here's this you, and he's coming to kill you, and you might think that, oh, you white lady privilege might think you fine, but you are not fine.
He is not here.
He's trying to kill you. He's coming.
Yeah, so you need to stay back here. And, of course, she doesn't stay back there. She
of course not.
Off. And also walking around the party.
Jack. Well, with a sword.
Jack with a sword. Guy just got out of jail walking around with a sword after being accused of killing a guy with a sword.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But also at the party, Yelena.
Yelena rolled up. I'm going to tell you something.
Can I check your coat? No, thanks.
Every scene with her and Kate.
It's great. I want that show.
Perfect.
I want that show.
I love it so much. I love it so much.
They're so good together. The chemistry, the back and forth.
You can tell they love each other, even though they're fighting against each other.
Yeah.
They're just like totally into each other in a way. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, when they're running through the thing and they go into the elevator, and I was just like, yes, I love this. I love this right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, this is fantastic.
She's slapping
all the buttons. I was loving it. It was so good. It's like, ugh. When she hit all the buttons, she was like, that's just not, you know.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Just like two friends, man. Just yeah. two friends fucking cutting up.
And then them fighting, going through all the different offices oh my God. And stuff like that.
Yes.
That was great.
And then she slapped her. She was like, what was that? And yeah. She's like, what about the kick to the ribs? Yeah, it was good.
That was,
yeah,
that was good. But you did that thing when you flipped.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mutual Admiration Society. Oh. I want them to be involved in something immediately. I yeah. want them to do something together immediately.
Yeah, they definitely would work great as a team, and hopefully they do something with that in the future.
And I like that shark fin braid she had on Dude, for her hair.
I noticed the same thing.
Cool as hell.
Looking. That was really awesome. That looked super cool. Then the fight gets taken outside. In all places, Rockefeller Center, where the big giant Christmas tree is.
How about the scene with Yelena running down the side of the building?
Oh, yes, yes. She jumps out the window.
And she turns, like, she's about to shoot Clint, and he, like, hears Kate yell.
Yeah.
And you know, she's going, and he moves at the last minute, and she misses him.
Yeah, that was cool. And then Kate trying to do the same thing coming down the building.
Bro, like, Kate is ballsy.
You're trying to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And then Clint taking care of the tracksuit mafia inside the building, because they just keep the tracksuit mafia just keeps coming by the truckloads. They go there, and he ends up having to jump out of the building after he fights Kazi, takes him down. And I don't understand the next scene after he jumps out of the window onto the tree.
Yeah, he lands in the tree,
and there's an owl there. They just kind of look at each other.
I think there was a owl.
Was the owl Mephisto?
Mephisto owl confirmed.
Mephisto owl.
No, I think there was a story about an owl in the Christmas tree of Rockefeller Center.
There you go.
Rockin'
30 Center. Rock. Just call it 30 Rock.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Yeah. That there was an owl in the Christmas tree.
Like for real.
Like for real, okay. For real. Like okay. In the last couple of years, I think. So I think that was kind of a nod to the owl in the tree. Story. Gotcha. I think I'm right.
You could be right.
I think I'm right.
Somebody sent us an email at wehavespokenpod23@gmail.com and let me know if he was right or wrong.
Oh, you're saying do it now about the owl.
Yeah.
Tell us about the owl. Was there a greater story there? Was it a Morai?
Was it a Morai?
Yeah. You know, was Ahsoka going to show up? Because she is the owl, and she had that thing.
I like it. Well, if Ahsoka would have popped out of there with lightsabers, I would have been like, what the fuck is going on?
That would have been, I think I would have, I mean, I would have probably been mad a little bit, but then also like, this is incredible.
Yeah. You got Yelena, Kate, and Ahsoka all there. Just like that.
Yeah, and Echo.
Good Lord. Yeah, that's a battle royal right there.
And a swordsman.
There's so many people. There was a lot of stuff going on in this episode. So many different
things. When he's out there, like, fucking sword fighting people, he's like, hang on.
Yeah. He was so good.
I was like, I love him. I love him so much.
So good. The LARPers, seeing that nobody was listening to them when they were trying to tell them where to exit.
They suited up.
That was great. That was a really good scene.
Yeah. And then people, like, immediately started... And to jump to the end here when the whole thing comes to the end and they're interviewing them, like one guy's like, we're basically Avengers.
Yeah, we're basically Avengers. But Kate getting Clint out of the tree was good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, see, on my mark, do you want me to say it on my mark?
Let me tell you.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. All right, I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna say it.
That was great how she got the tree to slice in half and have him fall out of it and stuff. And then the just ensuing battle with them both on the ice with the arrows taking everybody out. All the trick arrows were incredible. The Pym arrow makes a return, except it's the shrink arrow and not the enlarging arrow, which was like, what's going to happen to them? I don't know.
I was like, those guys are dead because
well, the owl's going to eat
the shrinking thing. If you don't have the shielding in that truck, that shrinking shit's going to make you crazy.
Yeah.
So you're going to die probably. Oh, well, there goes the owl. You're dead.
Anyway. Yeah, the owl's bringing you back to the tree.
How about the scene where Kazi comes running up?
Oh,
he shoots the arrow and then shoots another one, splits the arrow in front.
Yeah.
So that it goes and hits the other two guys, and then the middle one is going to hit Kazi, and he grabs it, and he's like, that was a nice shot. And he's like, no shit.
Yeah. That was great.
I clapped. So many times during this episode, clapped. I was like, yay! Yay! Like a little fucking kid.
I thought after he grabbed it and said that, and I thought Clint was going to say, oh, yeah, just wait. And, like, something was going to pop out of the arrow.
Right.
Like, knock him out.
No, no shit is way better.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, no shit. Fucking Hawkeye.
So, oh, yeah. God. So then we have the great montage scene where they're all just running at him from all these different directions. And then it's just one fucking trick arrow after another. The magnetic arrow grabbing all the guns, you know.
Yeah, that was nice. The freeze arrow froze that dude's leg.
The fucking porcupine arrow, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting all that shit out.
Dude, that was nuts. And
then there was another one that was similar to that was, like, shooting out little darts, like a little
tranquilizers
trank darts, or something. Yeah. God, there was another one that was, like, rockets attached, and it dragged the dude off.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? This is fantastic.
It's what you've all... It's taken straight from the comic. You've always seen the trick arrows.
Yes.
Either Hawkeye or Green Arrow in the comics. You saw the trick arrows. To see it be incorporated in the live-action show was just like, you know, that's fan service. But it's great fan service.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely fan service because none of that shit would ever work.
No, not at all.
But it's just really fun. What about, I don't know, this happened very quickly. Did you see where Kate stood on her bow?
Oh, yes.
And catapulted. I was like, what the fuck was that?
It was
quick. I was like, if that bow breaks, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that to your bow.
Don't break your bow.
Why would you do that to your bow?
Yeah, and you see Maya roll up to take on Kazi to fight him because, like, you betrayed me, motherfucker.
Yeah. Why did she have her hair down, finally?
I don't know.
For the scene, I guess.
It's a big battle scene. You got to get your hair down.
You got to get your hair down.
I don't know. And then you finally see Kate's mom trying to make her exit, gets into her car, and her driver's dead. And then the guy that escorted the car, you see him laying on the back of the car. And then the door gets yanked off. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
I knew exactly who the fuck it was.
Is this the Hulk? And then, no, it's Kingpin.
I knew exactly who the fuck it was because people were dead. That's why.
Yeah.
I knew who it was because people were dead.
And I thought Kate was going to die for a second.
I thought his mom was going to die. I thought her mom was going to die for sure for a second.
I did too, but when the fight broke out between Kate and Kingpin, I was just like, girl, you ain't ready for this dude.
You are out of your... You're currently out of your weight class.
Yeah. She literally shot him in the chest with an arrow, and he just
knocked it. He just, like,
broke
it off. In there,
yeah,
and
he
broke it off.
It's like...
I was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even flinch, bro.
No, at all. I'm running the other way. As fast as I can.
You shoot me with a fucking arrow, I'm just be like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't care if I can win. I don't care. I don't want to anymore.
I don't
want
to go through what it's going to take to win.
I got
to
go this way. I got to go this other way.
Yeah. And it was a pretty brutal fight. I mean, he was tossing her around and
her maneuverability. But I mean, let's be honest. If he really, I don't know. If he had been trying to kill her, a la how he tried to kill Daredevil, she'd have been dead.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
100%. She'd have been dead. I don't care how talented she might be. He was not fully exerting himself.
Yeah.
He was frustrated. He was annoyed. But there was no fucking way.
No, if he wanted to kill her, she would have been dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd have grabbed her. He'd have snapped her fucking neck. That would have been it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest about that.
Yeah. It took the very dangerous arrowhead to finally blow him up and just knock his ass out.
Yeah, yeah. And the coin trick came back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah, that was a nice little...
You saw what she did? You know, you saw how she did it? She stole his cuff.
Yeah, because at first I was like, what is she flicking? I'm like, oh, it's a cufflink. All right, cool, got it.
Yeah.
And then you add that, while that's going on, you also have Yelena finally showing up and fighting Clint,
right?
And it took me a second to realize he wasn't fighting back.
He really wasn't. He was not. The only thing he was trying to do is not die.
Yeah, exactly.
He was taking a few licks.
Oh, absolutely.
On purpose,
for sure.
I think he felt like it was sort of his penance, and if he really tried, if he was really going to try to get through to her, he couldn't do it with fists. He had to basically give himself up.
yeah,
to everything but death.
Exactly. You know? And it was a very emotional conversation had during that battle, and just her, him trying to make her understand, like, look, she, this was her choice. You, he told her, you know, Natasha, like, I couldn't stop her. She made this sacrifice to save everyone.
Right.
Like, there's nothing I could do. And she, Yelena slowly starts, like, she doesn't want to believe it at first. It's like she's going through the five stages of grief through this whole entire battle. And she finally comes to accept it.
Well, first, she's not hearing any of it.
No, she's like, you're a liar.
She just wants to hit him. She just wants to beat on him. And it is only after she's beaten on him for a while that he basically lets her know that he knows about her, and her sister talked about her and cared about her. And, you know, he told her about, he did the secret whistle, you know, and all that shit. You know, it was, he waited for the moment where she had finally stopped, I guess, moving so aggressively, you know. Because, I mean, if he'd have tried to do that early on, she'd have been like, I don't want to hear any of this, you know?
Yeah.
But he just took like 2 minutes of beating and then started talking, you know? Like, it wasn't right off the bat. It wasn't straight out the gate. It's like he took his shots.
Yeah. I mean, he knew, it was pointless him trying to fight back. Like, she's a Black Widow assassin. He knew how serious that was. And right. I believe there was part of her still holding back as well. Because I would think if she wanted to kill him,
it would have happened.
Yeah.
Again, same thing.
Just like she told Kate.
If she really wanted him dead at that moment, she would have never got anywhere close to him. She'd have shot him from across the fucking place, and that'd have been the end of it. But she wanted answers.
Yeah.
She wanted to know what happened to her sister. That mattered. This was somebody that mattered to her sister, that knew her. Why did this happen? Why are you alive and she's not? And those were the answers that she wanted. And it was a very touching scene where he told her about these things and explained to her, and she still didn't want to believe it. But if she knew her sister, which she did, she knew that there was no telling her no.
Yeah.
Once she had made up her mind, there was no no.
Nope, that was it. When it's done, it's done. So, I guess that's closure. I don't know. She just walks off, after, you know.
Well, she helped him up.
She did help him up, and she walked off. And, like, she's, you know, I miss her, you know.
She, you know. And he said, like, she, you know, said, I loved her very much. Yeah, and he said,
me too.
Me too.
Yeah. So, we don't know what happens to Yelena after that. Hopefully that gets answered at some point.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe, does she show up in Moon Knight? I don't know. Does she show up in She-Hulk? Does she? Like,
I don't know. I think her next appearance is a movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a series. I think it'll be a movie.
Yeah. It won't be one. It won't be the next one.
No.
Won't be the next two. It won't be Doctor Strange, and I doubt it's Thor. Those are the next two.
No, I don't see it being in Thor.
Yeah. Maybe.
Thor's out in space. That shit's happening out in
Thor's
space.
Thor's in space.
Thor's in space.
And while that's happening, Kate gets her mother, gets her out of the car.
Right.
And then
turns her over to the cops. Yeah,
and then turns over to the police. It's like, going to jail, bitch.
And she's like, is this what heroes do? She's like, sorry, Mom. Love you.
Yeah. Well, you're a villain. You're a villain.
Yeah. Well, you did bad shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the reasoning.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
As they say.
You know, whatever the gains may have been, or whatever the reasons may have been for the things that you had to do, you did them.
Yeah.
So you've got to pay.
You got to pay the piper.
Pay the price. And then, speaking of paying prices.
Yeah. Well, apparently, maybe. I don't know. So
there's Kingpin.
Yeah. Hobbling through an alley.
He's been hit by a car. And blown up and shot with an arrow. This motherfucker is still moving.
A juggernaut. Ooh.
He is a juggle knob. Unstoppable juggle knob.
Bitch.
So here's the Trust the Bro truck. And I'm like, that is Echo without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And sure enough, she gets out of the truck. And he's trying to talk to her. And she's like, I don't hear you. I am deaf. Yeah. pulls the gun.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you went there with that.
Well, I mean, she is deaf.
She is deaf.
She can't hear him.
Yeah.
But he's trying to tell her about, you know, how much he cares for her and all this other stuff. And
he tells her, like, sometimes family doesn't see eye to eye.
Right.
And that's when you hear the gunshot. But it you don't see anything. It pans off.
She's got the gun pointed at his face. And he's talking. And then the gun goes off.
Which makes me wonder, like, with him saying eye to eye, and she's pointing at his face, if he does get shot, does he get shot in the eye, he loses an eye, comes back with a patch? Like,
I don't know. I think there's too many patches already in Marvel.
Also true. We don't know the fate of Kingpin or Echo. I mean, we know Echo has a series coming. Maybe it gets resolved then. I don't know. But we might have to wait till then to find out.
I hope that the Echo series starts with that scene.
I would think it would have to.
And it is interrupted.
By Daredevil.
By Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Daredevil protecting her from killing him and...
protecting him from dying.
And we're going to put him away. And
all the things.
All of the stuff.
Who knows? Oh, God, yeah.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I kept thinking...
Was a Daredevil... I didn't expect to see Daredevil... But if he would, if like they had shown her getting ready to shoot him, and then like one of his little billy clubs coming in and knocking the gun out of her hand or something like that.
Now that would have been kind of cool.
That would have been cool as fuck. But it would have given away the store.
Yeah.
So now we get to think about, did it happen like that? Did something else happen? Yeah. Did she shoot Kingpin? Did we get the shortest Kingpin arc ever? You know, is he dead? Is the Kingpin dead? Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not. I mean, as probably we said, not. He got ran over, shot with an arrow, and blown up. And still walking
around. I mean, the mom smacked him with that car.
Yeah, dude. She nailed his
smacked
ass.
Smacked him with that car. Shot his ass through that window, and he got up, and I was just like, nope.
Run away! Like,
fuck all of that noise.
Yeah.
Ain't no reason to get in that room.
No.
Like, let's go in a small room with a fucking tank bear.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's a bear made out of tank parts.
Try to picture that in my head now.
Tank bear.
Tank bear. Look out for a tank bear. Moving on from that scene, you see we go to the Barton farm.
We get the end that I wanted.
You get the end that you wanted. I was worried at first because when he gets out of the car, mm-hmm. and he goes to the back of the car and he's like taking stuff out and he's kind of like looks back at the house and like nobody's coming outside. I'm going, oh, she did it. She took the kids and took them.
Right? For a second, I was like that, too. Yeah. I was just like, oh, damn. She snapped out of there and been like, peace, I'm out of here. We're not going to get caught.
Yeah.
Not having my kids.
And then he's like, are you coming? And then Kate comes around the corner.
Right, right.
Okay, all right, the family's there.
And then and then she says, are you sure? And he goes, no, it's fine. They're excited to meet you, which means he had been in contact.
Yeah.
Told him he was on his way. Told him he was bringing somebody. The whole spiel.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, happy ending time.
Yeah. And they go in and kids open presents and he gives her the watch.
Right. Turns it around. Shield logo.
Yeah.
19, number 19 on it.
So it's an interesting little turn right there.
Well, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
Through this story arc, we have seen why it makes sense. If he had just given it to her without her helping him track down this and do this and do this and help him find this, you know what I mean? Like, if she hadn't shown any of that espionage shit,
yeah,
then it would have been like, what? That don't make no sense.
Exactly. But I'm wondering, are they going to reveal that she is Mockingbird? Like, because
I don't know.
With
I don't,
Bobby,
think, it, I don't really think it matters.
Yeah.
I don't really think it matters. I just think we're supposed to know. She was S.H.I.E.L.D. affiliated, you know,
I guess so. But I want to know what happened for her to, like,
well,
you know.
Yeah, and maybe that will come about at some point, but.
And are they, like, really.
Married?
Well, not so much married, but like,
is it a marriage of convenience?
Yeah, like it's something like that.
I don't think so. I think probably,
are the kids their kids?
I think,
do they adopt?
Yes, they're fucking their kids.
Oh, that's gross.
They're fucking their kids. That is gross.
That's gross. Stop it.
I didn't mean to say it like that. Yeah. It's their fucking kids.
It's their fucking kids.
Well, I mean, we saw in a previous movie where she was pregnant, so we know she wasn't a Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. No, she definitely wasn't a Black Widow. She worked for S.H.I.E.L.D., so.
Right. But It makes sense.
I'd like a little backstory on that. Like a little something.
Well, yes, I would like a little backstory, and I like that he was like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Don't leave your stuff around so much. How did it fucking end up there in the first place, Clint? You had to have taken it unless she goes to visit Avengers compound.
Yeah, didn't. How did it get to the compound?
Yeah,
he had to have it on him.
Yeah, like, why did that go there?
Yeah, why are you wearing this thing?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
It's your fault, Clint. And then there's a scene where him and Kate go outside and they burn the Ronin suit. So
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that thing
anymore. To which I was saying, how come it didn't burn up in the fire in the fucking first episode or the second episode? If it's flammable, why didn't it burn?
Because they got it out of there before it burned.
That's horse shit.
I'm just saying.
That is a story plot hole.
Plot hole. Okay. Series ends with a lot of questions though still. Like, what happens with Maya and Kingpin?
Well, they're going to have an Echo show.
Yeah.
That's going to get resolved.
Is this going forward Kate Bishop Hawkeye if they do another season?
Well, that's,
or does Clint come back and they work on something else together?
That's when she's coming up with all those bad names.
Yeah, Lady Hawk.
You know, Lady Hawk. No.
I was like, Hawk Eve. That's even worse.
Worse. How's that even worse? And she's like, well, and he goes, well, what about? And then it shows the Hawkeye card, you know? I was like, okay, so she's going to be Hawkeye.
Yeah, she's going to be Hawkeye. Yeah,
that's cool. The world. That's fine.
Also, you got to wonder, and I guess, I mean, was Jack always a good guy? And just clueless, like, because he seems sketchy as hell at the beginning
really
of this show.
He really does. It's because he's that guy with that mustache. It's because of the mustache. It's the mustache and he has a shit ton of swords.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, come on. You got a guy with that mustache and all those swords, and then he stole a sword. He stole a fucking Ronin sword. All of those things add up to sketchy as hell. But he had his nice redemption moment. Like, hey, look at me with my fucking sword. Fucking these people up.
Fucking all these dudes up. So good.
Ha-ha, parkour.
And then you get a little bonus scene, which I was like, all right, this is okay. The whole Rogers the Musical opening number.
I watched that whole fucking thing.
Me too.
Waiting for to something. See the crowd and see, like, old Steve or somebody in the thing and be like, Or, like, you know, fucking... Having Paul Rudd in there and be like, I wasn't there.
I wasn't even there.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. I think that would have been funny, but
yeah,
I watched that whole thing waiting for some extra and it was not there.
No, that was just it. And I feel like they threw that in there to be like, oh, hey, you loved Agatha All Along. Check out this song. It's like, nope.
I think they did
Agatha
it.
All Along still slaps.
I think they did it because, you know, you saw that piece of that performance from the first episode.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're like, hey, did you want to know that whole song? Did you want to know how that whole thing was supposed to lay out?
Absolutely.
Here's how it went.
Yeah, people were saying, like, we want to see the whole play, like, once the whole entire thing.
Well, that said, you know, Merry Christmas from Marvel. It was like, here's a present from Marvel to you. And I was just like, you know, Blade? You know,
something?
Can
we see him now?
Can we see something? Can I see something? No? Okay. No.
Yeah.
No. It's a musical number. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, it was okay. But, yeah, overall, the Hawkeye series was a very welcome. It was a straightforward show. Nothing super crazy about it.
Straight as a
arrow. But it was a really good show.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was fun. It was emotional. It had great action scenes.
Yeah.
It had wonderful character growth. It sets up so many next level. See, this is all the next version or next iteration of the the Avengers or heroes, I guess. Maybe not necessarily Avengers. Because, you know, Yelena might end up on the Thunderbolts. We don't know.
We're setting up Young Avengers.
I know, but.
Like the girl with her Roby having.
What? What?
Nothing. I'll cut that out. All right, so now's the time.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Oh, do we have reader email?
I have a reader email.
I mean listener email. reader email.
Reader. We have a list. Did you know that you can read this show? You can't.
You can transcribe it. I can transcribe it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
Yeah.
That's an option.
No.
But I'm going to go to the We Have Spoken Pod 23 at gmail.com email account and read this little excerpt from our buddy, Patrick.
Okay.
Hawkeye finale. Let me get this out of the way. I do not like musicals. Coming out firing, Patrick.
Wow, okay.
I wasn't sure if I did or not, but if a superhero one is that much torment, they were wrong for that.
Have you not seen Hamilton, Patrick? It is great.
He just said, but, you know, superhero one, that much torment. They were wrong for that. They knew we were all expecting to see Steve in the audience or something. That's just wrong. I agree, 100%. I watched that whole thing.
See, I wasn't expecting that. I was like, they're just throwing this number out here for everybody to like listen to. Okay,
I felt like that. I was like waiting for some little extra Easter egg in there, and it wasn't there, and it upset me.
I'm sorry.
Felt overall like Clint finally realized some things in this one, like when he says, "You're my partner, and your mess is my mess." Agreed. When he's saying later, sometimes you meet someone that makes you better in every way. I think he's referring to her, but also referring to Natasha and the relationship that he had with her. A little confused whose shop did they take over when they made the arrows? Yeah, that's a good question. Where were they? Kate's growing in the episode. How many tracksuits could there be? That's a good question. There was a lot of those. Greater sense of confidence for Kate, getting a few good licks on Yelena. Bit overboard with the trick arrows and in the last fight, already bringing a bow and arrow to a gunfight and didn't need to be against 200 bros. You know, I don't know. That's kind of the shtick, you know. That's the whole guy with the bow and arrow shtick is I can fight against people with guns, you know. Did like the hey, I forgot to tell you, I talked to my girlfriend, like you say, bro, we went to saw Maroon 5, and I was just like, what? You just went to see Maroon 5?
Yeah, because that's
the Imagine Dragons thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, what a... I don't know if that's a lateral move or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good either way.
Yeah. Patrick says he hates when Kingpin somehow has superpowers, although he doesn't. Well, we don't really know that. I don't know how much of anything has ever really been found out about why he's so fucking strong and so tough, you know? I mean, he's big, strong, tough guy. He could have some sort of latent ability that's just made him a little tougher, you know, made him a little stronger, a little bit harder to beat.
Yeah.
Emotions are great. Clinton Yelena scene. He half-assed defended himself, which we kind of talked about that.
Yep.
He says Natasha saved the world. She saved the universe, and he was right. There's no way she's going to believe that.
Yeah, it's like if I told you that what really happened, you wouldn't believe me, and he's right.
But then he says this.
Go to this weird alien planet.
Also, I just realized Natasha was probably aware that she was saving Yelena as well, which
we
didn't really discuss, but we do know that she would have known she was missing after the blip, right? She would have known.
Yeah.
Because they had already had their reconciliation at that point, so she would have been able to reach out to her, and if she couldn't get her, it would have been pretty obvious why.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that she could sacrifice herself to bring back her sister and everything else and all these other people, you know, I'm sure that played a part in it. And I think she was just tired. I think she was tired, man.
Yeah. I mean, you can be right.
She had fought a lot of fights.
Yeah.
And she didn't have to fight anymore, and she could save billions and billions of people.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a moment. Watch reveal seemed a bit meh. Yeah, we kind of knew that too. But who knew that the LARPing would be so pivotal?
Yeah right? So good.
He says, I was waiting for the house to be empty at the end. Yeah, yeah. I didn't really think about that, even though we talked about it.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
That was my first thought. He's going to pull up there, and she is gone. Her and the kids have left.
All right. He says, glad it wasn't. He'd been through enough. Gentlemen, Merry Christmas next year. Hopefully I will be around. This is the way. So thank you very much,
Merry Patrick. Christmas there, Patrick.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas.
Yes. So now that we have exhausted the Hawkeye stuff.
Yes, we've...
We are going to discuss the Spider-Man stuff.
Yes, all the spoilers. So if you have not seen this movie, you may want to stop the podcast right now until you've seen it and then come back and listen to our thoughts on it. We're not going to do a super deep dive into it. We're just going to discuss the movie in general, the spoilers, what we thought about it, and that's pretty much it. But spoiler warning coming up in 3, 2, 1. This movie was so fucking good.
It was so good.
God, it was everything I wanted it to be and more. I was worried that I'd gotten my hopes up so much for this movie that I would be disappointed in some form, and I was not. It was just so good.
It was a, dare I say it, a perfect Spider-Man movie.
I'm not going to argue with you on that. I mean,
it was a perfect Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
This is his origin story.
The whole thing is all three of those movies are his origin story.
Right. This is his origin story.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he was Spider-Man before, and yes, he helped save the universe, and yes, he did all these other things, right? But this was when it became personal in a way that Spider-Man needs it to be personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this... That he lost someone in a fight because of who he was and because of the choices he made.
Yeah.
And that's everything about the Spider-Man character, is the recognition of, it's an old trope, but the great power, great responsibility rings throughout his story always.
Yeah.
Always.
It's nice to hear it coming from Aunt May.
Yeah, one, yeah. I hate to lose her, but...
Dude, I didn't see that one coming. I was firmly on board with, like, Happy's going to be the one to die. Happy's going to die. I did not see...
I knew he Aunt had to May lose coming. Somebody. I knew it.
Yeah, for sure.
I knew he had to lose somebody. But in the end, he loses everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody. Everyone that knew him, every relationship he had, gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's...
It was brutal.
The whole movie was brutal. Everything about this movie was just like you said, it's the consequences of his choices.
Yeah,
like he chose to get with Doctor Strange to cast a spell to make everyone forget he was Spider-Man because it was hurting too many people.
Right,
and then decides, well, I want MJ to remember, and I want Ned to remember, and Aunt May's got to remember, and right. He's fucking up.
And Happy,
yeah.
And all this other stuff. He just kept
changing. The guy in the deli,
he kept changing all these things. And of course, the thing went sideways.
And because of it,
but
he lost Aunt May.
The big thing that he said, and everybody was like, well, how do these people end up in our universe? Da, 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 da. Well, the big thing was all the people who know who Spider-Man is should still remember. That I'm Spider-Man or whatever. And that is what drew the other universe characters.
But see, this is where I find a plot hole in this movie. There is one.
It's a plot hole.
Hole. Jamie Foxx's Electro did not know Andrew Garfield's...
I know.
Spider-Man was Peter Parker.
I know.
And, I mean, it makes it clear in the movie that he doesn't know it. So that's the... If I have one slight on this movie, it's that. And it's a very small slight. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to fix that, because the rest of this movie is amazing. The world's worst kept secret finally revealed. Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in the movie. Those three together.
Fantastic.
Are fucking... I want a movie with all three of them in it from now on. Just play it. I just noticed recently, because since the movie opened, if you're on TikTok or social media anyway, you're seeing the clip of all three of them together. It's been everywhere. And I just noticed the other day, for the first time, after they finish talking and they go to take off, and they all land together, do their little superhero poses. There's one point where they're swinging, where all three of them swing webs together and sling each other. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? I didn't even notice.
I saw that, yeah.
I was so giddy in the movie theater watching that scene, I didn't even notice that happened.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, you know, when they weren't playing well together, and they were just like, you know what, fuck this. You know, I like that whole. I was in the Avengers. Whoa, the Avengers! What's that? You were in, was the Avengers a band?
Were you in a band?
Are you in a band?
Andrew Garfield was so good in this movie.
He was great. Look,
he was so good.
He was great.
It made me miss his Spider-Man. And I just recently watched the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. The first one's okay. It's not a bad movie.
No, it's not.
The second one. There's moments in the movie, but just the Electro story, the way they did the story with
Electro was bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
It did not work.
It was not good at all. So yeah, Andrew Garfield was killer in this movie, and there's already petitions being put out there to like have an Amazing Spider-Man 3. Like I would love to see Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man fight Venom. He wanted to fight an alien. They were talking about, I was like, man, I want to fight an alien.
Right.
Here's his shot.
Well, I think one of the great things about having the three of them there was they all, I mean, yes, the bonding over, you know, losses and what it's been like and all these other things. All of that is core, but what made it fun was they addressed all of the big elephants.
Yes.
In the room about all the previous shit, you know, like the webbing that just came out of his hand.
Does it come out of anywhere else?
Like that was great, you know. Yeah. Like we can't do it, so we want to know.
Yeah,
like,
we got to make our own web flu.
Yeah, I'm running out of web. Did you ever get web block?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I did. I was like, wow, they're fucking hitting all of these notes.
Yeah. So many callbacks to the other movies, just like lines that actors like Willem Dafoe. Like, you know, I'm somewhat of a scientist myself.
Right.
Like so good. Yeah. Speaking of which, Willem Dafoe killed it. Oh my God.
Literally.
I love the, and I don't know if, yeah, literally. I don't know if this was done on purpose or not, but the fact that you have him destroying that mask, he's hearing the voice in his head when he's in the alleyway, and destroys that mask because one of the biggest complaints about the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie was, why would you put a mask on someone so expressive like Willem Dafoe?
Absolutely.
So you don't have that to hide that performance for this movie, and it made it more menacing and scary. That's what you wanted.
They righted wrongs.
Yes, absolutely.
They righted wrongs one after another. They did. Oh, Jamie Foxx's Electro was a big blue crazy glob. Well, not anymore. Now he's a person.
Yeah.
And he's got this cool power, and he looks fucking cool, and he got the yellow fucking electricity and all that shit.
All the cool
That's
things.
Awesome. That's awesome. Oh, okay. Lizard, he's still crazy-ass Lizard.
Yeah.
But he's also a person, and you know what? That's cool, too. And, Sandman? Sandman's just wandering around in sand form.
So apparently, when they heal him at the end of the movie and he turns back to his normal self, that they lifted that from Spider-Man 3 because Thomas Hayden Church wasn't able to
film for that. Yeah, no, I saw it. I could tell it was like a...
Yeah.
It was definitely... I was like, there's no way he still looks that young. You know, but... you know, that thing, and let's see, what else? What else did they...
I mean, there's so many things. I mean...
Doc Ock stuff.
Doc Ock stuff was good. Charlie fucking Cox, Daredevil in the goddamn MCU.
Bruh.
I let out the biggest fucking scream when I saw that cane. I was just like, yes! Everybody in the theater went nuts. It's like, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Not
thank
only
you.
That... He catches the fucking brick before.
Oh man, that was so good!
Because that's just all that says is, "Hey, This is not just a guy. It's not just Matt Murdock. This is motherfucking Daredevil.
Yeah.
Okay? He is Daredevil.
Well, I mean, you have to have him be like that. He had that accident as a child, so he has to have those powers.
I understand that. I do. But it is like there is no question.
Oh, no.
With that moment, who he is going forward.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, what kind of lawyer are you?
Yeah, I'm a really good lawyer.
So
really
good.
Really good lawyer.
I wanted to see him more in that movie, but I was happy with that one
scene. It was a great one-shot scene. I thought it was really well done and left me wanting more, which is exactly what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
The stuff with Happy and his mom, his aunt.
Yeah, that was nice.
All of that.
All the stuff with Ned in the sling ring was so great. And also, this kind of explains if all this has happened, because it happens immediately after Far From Home.
I mean,
it just starts off from there. So for people wondering why Doctor Strange wasn't involved with WandaVision, like, obviously they filmed a scene for it with him, apparently, or he was supposed to be in the show and they decided not to use him. Mm-hmm. They kind of explained why he didn't show up there to stop her. He was fucking trapped. Because Ned took his damn sling ring.
yeah, that's true. And you get to see, like, you know, he's like, "Huh, you use that? You open a portal?" Okay.
My Nana says we have magic in our family. Is Ned going to be a wizard?
Yeah. Just a really wonderful movie, really heart-wrenching movie.
Oh man. I'm going back to see it tonight. I can't wait to watch it and try to find
go watch it on a big screen.
I just want to know where he got money to rent that apartment, because we know apartments in New York aren't cheap.
Oh, I mean, maybe he's going to take pictures for the Daily Bugle.
I guess. I don't know. Because you have to think about this. Nobody knows who he is.
Right.
Like, you saw when he's in the apartment, he had a GED book in his box.
Right. Well, that's because he can't. There's nobody that remembers him from high school.
No. But there are people that will remember who he is.
What? They were off planet?
Yes. As in fucking Nick Fury.
Right.
As in Captain Marvel.
Right.
As in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Those people weren't on Earth when that spell happened. So Nick will remember him, because they let him know, like, Nick Fury has been off planet for like a year or something. They say. And he's like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, that's true. That is true. Thor,
yeah. Thor's going to know who he is.
Yeah.
So, not everyone.
The ghost of Tony Stark.
The ghost of Tony Stark. God. That's going to suck, man. I mean, that's what killed me when he was at May's grave and Happy walked up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, man. Happy didn't even know who he is.
Yep.
And he's like, how did you know her? Yep. And he's like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
He can't even tell her. I'm her nephew.
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That is that was terrible.
Yeah. Would you think about the little Venom after credit scene?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Those movies are terrible.
No, they're terrible, but
they're so bad.
You know, they don't have to have him be the Venom now, because they left a little piece of symbiote behind.
Yeah.
So they can make it into a completely cool ass fucking Venom, complete independently of the stupid ass Eddie Brock one they have right now.
Yeah. Or they could definitely do the black suit. You know, I want to see it done right. That was the one thing that pissed me off about Spider-Man 3. I wanted to see that solid black suit with the big white spider emblem on it. All they did was just take the fucking regular Spider-Man suit and dye it black. I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I want to see that sleek-ass black suit.
That suit was the tits.
Dude, it was really, really good.
But we did see a semi-black suit with the inside-out suit that had got paint all over it.
Yeah, so now we know where that suit came from. I was like, okay. And actually, if you watch Homecoming, when they're in D.C. and he's trying to spy on the Vulture and he wants to make sure Tony can't track him, He opens the suit to hack it, and that's what you see. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a nice little callback to that.
They're pretty good about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they know what they're doing over there at Marvel. the Doctor Strange trailer, which is now officially out, they dropped that today.
Yeah. Well, that was what the second fucking scene was, was just the Doctor Strange trailer.
How insane is that movie going to be?
Mordo's back.
Yep. Evil Doctor Strange.
I know. I know.
Nice connection to What If.
Strange Supreme. Parita Supreme.
Dr. Supreme. Yeah, I'm so ready for that movie. It sucks we got to wait all the way till May because they're still doing reshoots right now. Apparently, what I've been hearing, searching the webs, is that with the success of Toby and Andrew being in this movie, they're like trying to shoehorn some other shit. And I'm like, man, don't force it. Let it.
Don't force it.
If the story is already there, don't do it for the hype machine.
Yeah.
And I don't see Marvel doing that.
No.
If they're doing these reshoots and they're going to add some shit that maybe wasn't there before, I would hope Sam Raimi is going to like make it where it's part of the story. Like, it makes sense for that. They're going to add someone if fucking Hulk shows up or something like
that.
Well, you know,
again, we've talked about this before. There's been very, very few purely, you know, gratuitous cameos in these Marvel movies. You know, we said what was Abomination in Shang-Chi was one that just, it wasn't central to the story, you know. And then in this one, yeah, they needed a lawyer, so they get Daredevil as their lawyer. And, you know, he doesn't show up anymore in the movie, obviously, and it's just that moment when they needed a lawyer, and that does make sense because he is a lawyer. But
yeah,
it's more of a, here's a seed we're going to plant, and we'll come back to this at some point in some other series. But you get to giggle and be excited because Daredevil's there.
I was so excited.
It was good. It was good. It was very good. Everything about it was good. I had a terrible time in the theater.
Yeah, you did. You told me about that.
It sucked. Too many people just running their fucking mouths, man. It just really pissed me off.
You went in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I went on a weekend at like 3 p.m., which I had to work that day. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. But I just was shocked at how many people were just making loud fucking noises, just not like, ooh, ah, and not like that, but like talking. And some fucking guy telling his girlfriend, okay, so this is what this is, and this is what, and I'm like, shut the fuck up, man. Shut up, you.
Not here for this.
Yeah, and then this guy over there with his kid, and the kids are walking around and talking and making noise, and then some other kids in there laughing at times when they shouldn't be laughing.
Damn kids.
Yeah, get off my lawn, kids.
Get off my lawn. Get out of my theater, kid.
Get out of my theater, kid. I just, it was really frustrating. I mean, it's opening weekend. I get it, and everybody's excited to see the thing, but man, have a little more decorum in a fucking theater. Phones going off.
Yeah, fuck that.
Lights, phone lights and bing, all this shit. It just took me out of the movie so many times. The scene, remember, spoilers, people, we've been talking spoilers.
Spoilers.
The scene where he is holding May as she is dying.
Yeah.
Which is just agonizing.
Yeah.
These fucking people behind me are laughing, and I mean loud. And I was like,
I hate people.
I was like, are you not seeing the same movie that I'm seeing? This is the time that you make jokes?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. She's not real, and none of this is real, and whatever. I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't have to deal with that when we saw it Thursday night.
Yeah, you saw it with the first group who all they wanted to do for the last however many years
was watch this
fucking movie.
Yeah.
And they were all just like, yes. Yes, I paid however much money, and I waited so long, and I'm excited, and I just want to watch this movie, and that's all they wanted to do.
Nobody talked during the film. Nobody was on their phones. Everybody was paying attention. They laughed when they should have. They were upset when they should have been. What still amazes me, though, in these Marvel movies, we're on, what, 27 Marvel movies now? Something like that?
God, that's 28, crazy. 29,
I don't know. We're at a lot.
That is crazy.
Why do people still get up and leave at the end of the movie when the credits are running? I don't understand. You know there's post-credit scenes. You know this. And like some people...
They're so excited to get to the to the parking lot and leave.
Or go pee or something.
All they have to do is just go back, look on YouTube later, and it'll be on there somewhere.
I guess, but I'm just like, man. Like, a good, the majority of the people in the theater stayed, but there was a good bit that got up.
I was like, everybody that's in this place can leave. I don't fucking care.
I'm going to sit here and watch this shit.
All the rest of y'all bitches, get out of here.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up season 5 of the We Have Spoken podcast, as we covered Hawkeye. Solid show.
Fantastic show.
The best Marvel series so far, in my opinion. Season 6 starting next week. There's no downtime, folks. The Book of Boba Fett next Wednesday, week from today as we're recording.
Yes.
I read the other day that everything we've seen so far that they've released, like trailer-wise for the show.
First episode.
Fuck, I'm like, what?
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Yes, I'm super excited for that. So
for real.
We'll be kicking that off next Wednesday.
How many Marvel movies are there? Let's name them, shall we?
Oh, God. I got to bring up a list.
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. So that's 3.
Thor. 1, 2, 3. So that's 6.
Captain America. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
So that's 9.
9.
Okay.
You've
got Guardians 1 and 2. 11.
Yeah. You have The Incredible Hulk. That's canon.
It is.
Even though it's Edward Norton, that is canon.
So that's 12. You've got Infinity War and Endgame.
Yep. Well, that's Avengers, so you got four Avengers.
So there's four Avengers, so that means we're up to 16.
You've got
Black Widow.
You got 2 Ant-Man movies.
So 19.
You have The Eternals.
20. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Shang-Chi.
21, 22.
Black Panther.
23. I think that's it.
Is it? That didn't sound right.
I think that's it.
I've got to pull up the old Disney Plus app.
Man, I think that's it. I think it's 23.
I guess. I don't know. It seems like there's more. Maybe that's just, I don't know.
I mean, okay. Do you count the three Spider-Man movies?
Yes.
So that's 26.
Okay, 26. There you go. Yeah, you definitely count those. They're part of the MCU.
And I don't want to talk about the Venom movies, but technically those would count.
Well, now the second one at least. Well, I guess if you're going to count both of them, yeah. I mean,
who would have thought that we would have 25, 28 plus Marvel movies.
Oh, Captain Marvel. Did you say Captain Marvel?
I did not. There's another one.
Captain Marvel.
There's another one. So 29 Marvel movies. And then add in Hawkeye, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
WandaVision. Loki.
And Loki.
Which is all considered Phase 4.
And then What If.
Yeah.
If you want to. There's a lot.
A ton.
And there's so much they have never even touched on.
No. So many
storylines.
That's
the thing about that. It was a matter of time before they were like, hey, we've got, I don't know, 70 years of writing of stories and character arcs. Why don't we just mine that and make movies about that?
Right? I mean, you have the material there.
It's all right there.
You take it and shape from it to make it work on a big screen.
Absolute.
You know, you got to cut back on some things because you just can't make, even with the technology we have today, there's still some things they just don't translate well.
Right.
DC, I hope you've been taking notes all these years.
DC.
I don't even think they care anymore. They're just like, fuck it, we're just going to make movies.
We're just going to make Batman movies over and over and over again, and you're just going to watch them because it's Batman.
And we're going to watch it because it's Batman.
Yeah, I know.
I'm excited for this movie. I'm curious.
No, I think this one looks pretty interesting. I always like an early iteration of a character. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. And this one's supposed to be more like, he's not the playboy billionaire. You know, this is fresh off of him still dealing with the grief of his parents dying as a kid and learning to release his anger in this way by going after, right, you know, the bad guys.
I mean, if you wanted to throw it into the middle of which one of the Christopher Nolan areas it would be after Batman Begins. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Not that it's part of that and not that it is that timeline, but if you were going to say timeline-wise, if you wanted to, like, a perspective – he's already done the training. He's back. You know,
I would put it right after he gets back. Like, I would insert it in that part. Not even like at the end of it. Like, I'd insert it there.
You always want to insert stuff.
Shut your mouth. And on that note, we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Next week, season 6, The Book of Boba Fett.
Bring your popcorn.
Bring your popcorn, people. It's going to be a party. Until next time, we hope everyone has a nice, safe, happy holiday season.
Absolutely.
Have a good Christmas this weekend. Hope you get all the goods and gifts and such.
Be safe. We'll see y'all on the other side.
That's it. For Mike Grimion, I am Chuck P. This is the We Have Spoken podcast. And until next time, this is The Way.